Oh, I didn't crash, thank God. Right.
Is that a start, just leave him going?
Yeah, that can be the start. All right.
Great.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 9.
Yeah.
Episode 9. We're back. Three Nerds, Two Brains. I'm your host, Jake, with my good friend and co-host, Luke.
Hello.
Liam.
Fuck Brie Larson.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that later on, but we are, first of all, going to talk about a couple of things that happened in the week. Not loads, but one of the things I think you guys would be very interested to know.
Red Stormtroopers.
I didn't know about that. What the fuck? That's not what I was going to talk about.
Anyway, go on.
Idris Elba might be replacing Will Smith as Deadshot. Deadshot? Is that who it is?
Idris Elba?
I could go with that.
Yeah, but the film's still going to be shit.
We started and he's instantly on his phone.
Yeah.
Turn your phone off.
That was so interesting.
I'm going to look up news because I've forgotten what I was going to talk about.
Oh, but now he can go on his phone.
At least he's looking up news.
Yeah,
I was looking at news.
You were looking at memes.
That's the same thing.
Shut up. I don't know why they're changing. Why are they changing him? Why? Why?
Because thing he left.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, but
they've got to.
Continuity is going to be a bit weird, isn't it? Unless it's a reboot of Suicide Squad.
I don't think it'll be a reboot.
Then why are they doing it?
It'll be like he got plastic surgery. Now he's an old and British man.
They're redoing Batman.
Yeah,
as well.
And his accent's weird. No, he's not a redo. It's a prequel.
Oh.
And it's in apparently the solo Batman film. I don't know if it's the same thing, but when it first started, it was going to be a.
But what about when they?
It was
going to
be
in
an alternate reality. So like. The solo films that they're doing, like the Joker film, the Batman film, they were going to do those separate to the DC comic films.
Yeah, but what about when they want Batman to team up with Superman again? Exactly.
They can't.
They won't do it.
Batman's not dead, so Superman.
I thought you said Blackman, not Batman.
Batman, I'm not racist.
That's not racist for saying Blackman is dead. We forgot to talk about Hellboy trailer last week. Have you guys seen the trailer?
No, I didn't want
to. It looks a little bit better. Not that it matters, we can't see it. It doesn't look worse, it's just, it looks a little bit better, but at the same time, it still looks like the same movie we've already got, just a little bit gorier. One of the phrases a lot of people have said in the trailer that makes it look better and gives it that Ron Perlman charm to it was a line where he's like, oh, I don't think this is going to work because you're a Gemini and... no, I'm a Gemini and you're fucking mental. And it's it's cringe. It's a cringy line for me, personally.
Why did you say Ron Perlman?
Because I said it gives it that Ron Perlman feel.
But Ron Perlman's better than the new guy.
Why are you being so quiet?
What I mean is, the original trailer made it look like he was trying to be Ron Perlman, but it was just being unnatural and it seemed a bit weird.
Okay.
And this one genuinely feels like it's going to be familiar to the Ron Perlman, Guillermo del Toro films.
So it's just trying to be him.
So it's literally
not.
Just
yeah, pretty much. Don't really care about that film. Not that we can see it. We can't even see it. We're not old enough.
Why? It's an 18.
Yeah.
Why is it fucking...
It don't look like an 18.
The trailer actually makes it look a lot more violent and gory than it is. Than the Hellboy films.
Mm.
I say Hellboy film. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Fuck off. We're talking about Captain Marvel. fuck the news.
Yeah,
those are the two bits I had.
Back to Marvel.
It's just eating at my head. I'm like, oh, Captain Marvel. So
Brie Larson's a cunt.
No, she's not.
You dropped one.
She's not.
No, it's not.
Look. I just want to say before we review the film, like the message of Captain Marvel that...
What message?
No, and the point of Captain Marvel that...
Which is
the same with Wonder Woman, that girls don't just have to look up to male superheroes. There is female icons as well.
Yeah, it's
because
Black Widow.
That is totally fair. I agree with the message you're putting out there. And even though in the film there is a preachy montage where she keeps getting back up, I have to look back on that and be like, yeah, that's a good message to show girls. Same with Frozen. Like, I don't like Frozen as a movie. Why have you picked up a gun? I don't like Frozen as a movie, but I like the message it gives that women don't just have to rely on men. I do like that aspect of the film. But other than that, this film is shit. This film is shit.
Wait, I got an idea.
Oh, hang on, they're playing with a toy gun. Oh, what the fuck are you doing?
That's what happens in Sicario.
Sicario 2 is a sick film. Everyone should watch it.
Yeah.
It's better than the first one.
I haven't seen the second one. I've seen the first one. I like the first one.
The second one is so good.
Anyway. The only thing is, with the message, it's a good message to have that girls don't just have to look up to male superheroes because that's all we've had so far. But the character is shit. the actress is shit and the film is shit. So the one character you have to look up to
what's the
is Talos? Shit.
No, yeah. No. The only decent thing about Captain Marvel was Ben
Mendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn,
Nick Fury and the Flurkin.
No, I didn't even like it.
Let's try not to. Yeah,
everyone knew the cat was a Flurkin.
No, they didn't. They knew it was a cat.
No, they knew it was.
Everyone thought it was a Skrull. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought it was a Skrull.
Yeah, I thought it was a Skrull. I didn't know it was going to be that. That really freaked me out the first time. The second time it was a little bit overplayed, but this is spoilers.
I won't spoil yet because I'll talk about it later. But I can't believe they used a certain item again.
Yeah. We'll talk about this in spoilers, but for now we're doing non-spoiler.
Okay.
You should have made that
You
clear.
Said Ben Mendelsohn's good. When I he first comes good. On screen, he sounded Cockney British.
Yeah, he does the accent.
Yeah, then he's on screen again, and he's American.
And then he's Australian
for the rest of the movie. It's like, why?
He's
really
he's
weird.
Three characters, though, because at the start when you see him, he's...
spoilers.
We can spoil it. It is a spoiler review.
No, but this is non-spoiler at the minute.
Alright, so at the start, he's someone in particular. Then he changes into another in particular character. Yeah,
yeah.
And then into the Skrull that he is himself. And himself as a Skrull is probably Australian accented.
Yeah.
The character of the second in particular.
You can say his name.
No, not the character.
You can say that. Actually, is it...
What?
He's Ben Mendelsohn when he changes into
the boss of
the
Fury.
Shield guy. Yeah.
When he's the Shield guy, he's probably American.
No, he is American.
He's definitely American. Yeah.
And then as the first guy that he was, he is probably Cockney British.
I'd argue that he is the most interesting new character. I'm gonna give
a few spoilers real quick. The first person that he turns into definitely isn't Ben Mendel.
Yeah, it definitely isn't.
No, it's not Ben.
And obviously he's not gonna try to form an accent just to sound like him, or they're gonna just do that because obviously he meets Thingy.
No, but when when he has a Cockney accent, it's when he's in his Skrull form.
He does it on purpose, so it tricks.
It's really weird. But what did you guys think of this film without giving any spoilers?
Shit.
I thought it was boring.
Shit. It's really boring. Yeah, there's nothing new in this film, is there?
As in, it's fairly predictable in most cases.
Oh yeah, really predictable. Yeah,
very. Slow in some scenes. Some bits are okay. Some bits I can deal with. But overall, the character of Captain Marvel isn't very interesting.
So it's difficult to follow the film.
It didn't get good until Nick Fury was in it.
But even then, it's still boring.
Yeah, but
he's completely different.
Yeah,
I mean, he's all right, but I prefer the new.
I don't mind it because it shows that he's evolved. Since being introduced to Captain Marvel, he's realised that there's more things out there than just.
Yeah.
So it is interesting to see his character development. I thought the opposite to you. I thought that Captain Marvel was actually more enjoyable to watch when she wasn't on Earth, because she had a little bit more. Charisma to her.
No,
there was more acting involved in the first 20 minutes, and then the rest of the film she ranges between two expressions.
Yeah, but like I said, I didn't like her acting throughout the.
I didn't like her acting throughout the whole film, but I thought it was better in the first 20
How
minutes.
Does she have an Oscar
for what? Oh, Rome. I have no idea.
I did not like
her in this film. I thought she was really boring.
Jude Law was alright, but his character, wasn't exactly the most interesting person.
Everyone in this film
was
really boring.
And the way he ended between them two was shit.
Yeah. Right, tell you one thing though. I did like Talos, the actual character itself.
Can I not...
This isn't spoiling anything.
The only problem is...
But
if it's the end of the film, then yeah, it is the spoiler.
No, I'm not saying anything in particular.
Alright.
Ronan was a waste of time.
My.
Yeah, I don't think he should have been in it. He should not have been in it. He was just
that
a bit comical.
Considering he's one of the main names in the casting list.
Yeah.
And you have him for...
I think he was on screen for about a minute.
A minute?
Yeah.
Him physically on screen, possibly less, because he's in a hologram most of the time.
Yeah, he's a hologram. Yeah. No.
Probably what was the point?
Seconds. When I went to see this with my family...
Yeah.
We all agreed that some of the comedy was actually really good. Yeah. But it was mainly, it wasn't the punchlines that were good. It was like the weird looks between each other, like when they're doing something on the internet and they're all looking around like, this is really fucking slow.
Funniest bit for us was when...
The science guy?
No, Nick Fury swerves his car.
Oh, that's so...
He swerves his car into the truck.
Why is that funny?
Because I don't know.
His reaction to the dead Skrull
is
funny.
Oh, okay.
He's just like, ugh.
Yeah, alright, okay. I'll give you that.
That's the, I think that was honestly the funniest bit of the film.
At the start, yeah, where me and you just thought it was just he was a regular FBI agent.
Oh yeah, and then you realised, yeah, he is still SHIELD.
Yeah.
There is some. The plot is really basic. It's pretty much just your generic Marvel storyline origin film. There's a lot of it that isn't new. Actually, none of it feels new. None of the characters feel new either. It's directed really weird. Did anyone pick up on some of the weird visual effects? I thought it was really poor in some bits.
What's it? Supreme Intelligence.
Yeah, that was weirdly done, wasn't it?
Weird, like, tentacle things.
Yeah, I didn't like how that was done.
That reminded me, not the tentacle bit, but when they were in Supreme Intelligence. Yeah. Remember the
it looked very green screen.
No. It didn't look real. Remember the bit in Doctor Strange where he's in that realm with...
The
Bald Lady.
Mm-hmm. Ancient one.
Yeah, and it's all, like, white and shit.
The mirror dimension.
No.
I know what you mean.
It's like a whole white room.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that, and the scene in Matrix. I don't remember that bit.
I just think a lot of the CGI is really good. Like a lot of it is because you think of it,
the shots are better than the actual close-ups.
Yeah, the closer. Yeah, they fail with close-ups.
Some of the close-ups are very.
It's really interesting because I was looking at it thinking this is visual effects, and then you look at it and you go, wow, that's really stunning. And then there's other bits and you're like, oh, that's poor.
Tell you what, I think is a positive. I like the costumes. The costumes are alright.
Well, the Kree ones and the Skrull ones.
No, just in general. Oh. The costumes are pretty good.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty good. I really like the way the Skrulls were done. The way the Skrulls are done is really good,
actually. The only thing that bothered me with them is, aren't their ears meant to be, like, pointy out like Yoda's, in a way? They're not meant to be, like, at the back of their heads. Like,
yeah, but that looked really stupid, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think the Skrulls look pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought they was alright.
I like that they didn't make them all look the same like in the comics. They actually have distinguishing
ones. That poor little one. The kid at the start just taps on the forehead, gets the shit kicked out of him. He's so not the
engineer one when they...
Oh, right. Yeah, I think the one... The weirder you look in terms of Skrull, the lower down your rank is.
Yeah.
I think that's how it is. Yeah.
Talos looks... pretty fit.
He looks pretty defined in terms of being a Skrull.
Honestly, new characters, as in Captain Marvel and all that, Talos is the best new character.
Yeah.
He is actually interesting.
So yeah, we saw that earlier. Oh. just before you came here, actually.
I think he's
the best new character, yeah.
He could come back in another film.
I didn't mind Carol Danvers'
friend.
And her daughter.
Rocky? No, that's not it.
I don't know their names, but I thought those two characters really good. The daughter and...
I like the daughter, yeah.
No, I like those two characters.
Her name was like Mary something, isn't it?
I honestly don't remember
her character.
Oh, good.
Her pilot friend.
Pilot.
Yeah.
Considering they're never going to come back, I think that those two characters were really good. They were well done.
I liked her daughter. But, I thought her daughter was sweet.
Her daughter was really nice. Captain Marvel is just a shit character.
Herself.
She's got
no charisma.
Yeah, no depth. She's not well acted. She doesn't have that will of a good...
Do you know what fucked me off, yeah? One of the characters' name is literally Marvel.
Oh, yeah, Marvel.
She's from the comics.
Oh, but it just fucks me off.
She is a man in the comics. And Captain Marvel and Marvel actually together at one point.
Yeah.
So he
is a Kree.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So in the film they're lesbians.
No, they're not.
But in the comics they're what?
I don't know. I don't understand why, considering they've made such a big thing out of this film specifically being their first ever female led film. I don't know why they made it so bad. When it comes to
female lead like films and shit like that, Wonder Woman did a fuck ton better in my opinion.
I really did like that film, but I think I did enjoy that film more.
Can I tell you
one of the best
female led films? Aliens.
The second
Alien film.
I sent you a video. A guy talking about Captain Marvel, and it's just him saying, "We haven't had any good strong, independent female characters," and it's just a montage.
All you really need to do is Alien and stuff like that. You don't need to make a big deal about who anyone is.
You don't
is.
Need to make a big
deal. As long as their character is good, no one's going to care who they are.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to make a big deal of the whole... this is going to sound really arsehole, but you don't need to make a big deal like this film does with women getting oppressed by men. You just need to make a good, relatable character who is strong, can do things on her own,
but
doesn't need to point out the fact that she's been told what to do by a man. You didn't need that necessarily in the film because I think people would have known just from the fact that it's a female-led film.
I think
that's what it was trying to go for. I don't think they needed that. personally.
I think you literally just said this, but in smart words, because obviously, no brain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no brain, yeah.
I think they should just get rid of the fact that it's all like, oh, this is a woman's film, we need to make sure we have it displayed as a woman's film and try it extra hard. Mm-hmm. If they just made it like, oh, it's just a film.
Yeah,
it just so happens to be a female lead. Fuck it, just do normal.
It don't matter who a lead is, as long as your film's good.
Because no matter what,
she's
the main character. She's always going to be seen as the one who's in power.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially because she's the most powerful fucking one in Marvel.
I didn't like that. I really don't like that whole aspect of the film either. That is... Ooh,
you know, I made this comparison in the cinema. You know in the Lego games when you get all the red bricks, you get invincibility.
Oh yeah, she's just running around at the end, and everything. Yeah.
It's just that.
Yeah.
She's got invincibility. She,
there's that bit at, oh, actually, spoilers. But when she's got her whole powers,
she unleashes,
and when she's fighting, like when it's the big boss fight, which isn't really a boss fight.
Oh, the runaway boss fight, yeah.
When it comes down to that, it's a bit like, oh, for fuck's sake. It's like, really? You've had one film, and you're literally just doing that, and it's, yeah, it's just, I don't like it.
It's like, what's it? I still think Thor's probably could win. I reckon Thor could win with his new weapon.
See, look.
Considering he throws it at the Infinity Gauntlet.
I didn't like this film at all, but I didn't hate it. I don't think it's the worst Marvel film we've had, but... And I don't.
What would you say
again,
the worst Marvel film, then?
Oh, probably Dark World, probably. Or Guardians 2, actually. Guardians 2 is really bad.
That's way better than this.
I still stand by it. I like the message that you're putting out that women don't need to look up to male characters or male superheroes. You know, you can. You don't need to see girls out on the street dressing up as Captain America. You can see. But at the same time, it's like, it's up to them, really. And this film just didn't need to point out the fact that it's a male-dominated industry. It needed to point out that you can be a woman and you can be strong, which this character is not.
No, she's strong,
but she's fucking boring.
Boring, yeah.
Yeah, there's no depth to her character. Honestly, there's no depth.
Each Marvel character has some sort of thing that sets them back. Like, in Iron Man 1... He's so flash and so...
Yeah, it's his ego.
It's his ego that sets him back. And Captain America, it's just like...
Patriotism, maybe?
It's kind of the way that he believes the good in everyone. Because you see that stopping...
He has too much faith.
He believes too much good.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel, what sets her back?
Yeah.
Nothing, really. Because she gets all her superpowers and that's it. Oh, yeah, that's gone up. What the hell?
When's that gone up?
It was 39 just before we saw
it. They got rid of loads of user, loads of reviews. They got rid of, like, 50,000 reviews.
Oh, because trials,
reviews,
okay.
Yeah. But I don't think...
So, look...
She doesn't have any, like, setback.
I stand by it. I like the message. I just don't think they carried it out very well. And they didn't put enough thought into Captain Marvel to say... To elaborate on what they're trying to do with Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot does a really good job of portraying Wonder Woman,
and she's a strong character.
How did you pronounce her last name?
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. There's a T at the end, mate.
Gal Gadot. I don't know.
She's
Iraqi, isn't she?
No,
she is
Israeli.
Yeah.
Oh fuck!
Israeli.
Okay, my bad. I knew it was one of them. I forgot which one. But yeah, with Wonder Woman, I didn't like the film, but I have to admit, she does do a good job of portraying that character, and that character is well thought out in terms of being strong.
Also, the character has a setback that she's been brought up in whatever it's called.
Yeah,
she doesn't know how
society
works.
She's got too much pride.
No. Yeah. She
doesn't know how people work.
Yeah.
Can I talk?
Yeah, go on. Yeah,
she's naive.
I was talking first, but go
on. I'm literally just going to say the same thing. But yeah. She's brought up in this perfect world where there's no war, there's nothing there, and then they end up coming to her, and it's like, oh,
that's
shit.
Fucked. Yeah.
Everyone's
at war.
Yeah, everyone's fucked in the head.
The one thing that sets Captain Marvel back isn't good because it's just like, oh yeah, loss of personality, but they don't really do anything with that.
Yeah, she gets it back pretty quick as well.
She goes to see her mate, and then she's like,
Oh yeah, I remember everything.
Yeah, you used to be my best friend.
I found that really weird.
They show her some pictures and she's like, I remember who I am.
No. I found it really weird because there's, she goes there and she tells the little girl and Nick Fury to...
Go away. Yeah.
And they're talking and they're instantly laughing like they've known each other. And it's like, you don't know who this is. Why are you connecting with her humour when you've shown no sense of humour in the past?
Do you know what bit I think I've got to admit, I did like this bit. You know when they're all in the house and Talos arrives?
Yeah.
Even though I think the Skrulls should have been bad guys.
Okay, that was a spoiler, but no mind.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about spoilers in a minute. We'll talk about spoilers.
But I liked the bit when Talos arrives and he's talking to them and they see the mum. And then outside you see the mum again.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, the Skrulls
are
here.
Really like that. Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
that was pretty clever.
Okay, so...
I like the joke he made where it's like, I'm coming to you in normal form.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then they go, well, what about that? And it's like, well, that doesn't matter.
I don't remember that bit.
I like the bit when they're like, here's the cat, and he's like,
yeah, he shits himself.
That's not a cat, mate.
So our overall review, without giving any spoilers away, apart from what they've just been talking about,
it's a
shit movie. It's not very good. It's not awful, but they didn't do very well what they were trying to attempt to do.
It's a boring film with fairly good visuals.
With characters that you probably won't connect with.
The new characters, on the most part,
are good.
All right.
Yeah.
But Captain Marvel isn't exactly the most interesting.
Us is 100% rating.
Hasn't come out yet.
Oh.
So I want to see.
This is 100%.
Oh, I don't fucking know. What? Stop looking at your mind. Okay.
I'm so excited for that film.
So we'll go for a spoiler review. So, okay.
Why is Ronan in it for 1 minute?
We said that.
Yeah, but it bothered me.
It did really bother me. It did. I thought that,
He turns up and says, okay, she's powerful, let's go. We'll come back later on.
He's literally
and
like...
And then the next time you see him, he's in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's not even working for the Kree anymore. He's with
Thanos. Oh, I just saw something that fucked with my head, I read Andrew Garfield, scrolled down, and there was an Endgame trailer, and I thought he was in Endgame.
Oh.
And I...
Anyway.
Fucking hell.
So, he's... Ronan's in it, and his last line is...
We'll come back
for the girl. Or we'll come back for the weapon, and he's like, oh, what?
Yeah, but...
And then he's like, the Tesseract, and he's like, no, the girl. When do you fucking come back? There is a 20-year gap. There is a 20-year gap.
And also,
when do you come back?
She's alive, and he's dead in Endgame. He's gone.
There might not be a film about it. Like, he might have come back just before he teamed up with Thanos.
Mm.
I mean, there's no film about it, like...
But again, she wasn't on planet Earth. She leaves with the Skrulls.
They don't have to fight on planet Earth. It just says, we'll be back for her.
But he doesn't ever go back for her.
But you don't know that. There's no film about it.
He might come back and then just fail again.
Yeah. It could just be...
Look, I didn't... Right, that fight with Ronan in the sky in his ship.
What fight?
No. When she's like blowing up all the ships. That's the bit I really didn't enjoy, because she's literally... There was a point, and this is the part that really bothers me, and it stuck with me. She's in the sky, she leans back, and she drops, and the spaceship explodes, and that's how powerful she is. She just has to fall into something and it explodes.
She does, like, the Superman punch through the spaceship.
Yeah, and it's like, just, it's you've had
and
one
then
movie...
Like, we've only got three spaceships left, let's go.
It's been one movie, it's not been a good movie, it's not been a very long movie, and you're already showing more power than anyone who's had, like, been in six films, had a really good character development.
She's not that bit reminded me of. You know when Thor on Wakanda, when he's blowing up the Thanos ship?
Oh, yeah.
It just looked exactly like that,
yeah.
Except he's had a lot of films.
He's had a lot of,
and that was a bit. I think
character
that's,
development.
That's a very big evolution. I think he got kind of stale with his evolution.
Who?
Fours. Like, I didn't really like him much in 4-1. Definitely didn't in 4-2.
I like him in 4-1.
He only really picked up in
Ragnarok.
No, I think Age of Ultron, because he sees the vision of Vision.
Oh, right.
That's when it starts to pick up a bit.
Yeah, Thor is a character that took a long time to develop.
But he's cool
to
now.
Becoming actually aware that he's way too egotistical.
Yeah.
Same with Iron Man, and Iron Man still hasn't learned that yet.
Have you noticed in each film he makes improvements to his suit?
Yeah,
to counteract something that happened in the other film.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool.
It's clever, isn't it?
It's like the watch in Civil War. Now it just
Have you seen the thing where the Lego sets might have spoiled scenes from Endgame?
Oh yeah.
But they don't.
No, I'm just okay. Sorry.
But they don't, because it's probably fake.
But you don't know that.
Yeah, but the thing is, Lego always fuck it. But
they'll be in it.
We're not talking about Endgame. We're talking about this fucking shit film.
Yeah, but we don't want it because it's crap.
I know, but
we always end up talking about.
Does anyone? I really didn't like how they
shit, we've got a month!
Yeah.
I didn't like how they made the Skrulls,
I'm really scared.
Held on to the fact that they would be a bigger villain.
Is it actually a 3-hour film?
Possibly. We're talking about Captain fucking Marvel!
Look, yeah.
Shut up!
I just realised Endgame's a month away, I don't care.
It's more than a month
the
away.
Skrulls
right, look.
Should.
What do you mean more? It's like a month and a few days.
It's a month and 2 weeks, what are you talking about?
It's a few days.
Why were they dressed up in human clothes?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Well, at the end of the film?
Yeah.
That confused me. I was like, you're naked throughout the film, but now you decide to put clothes on. Yeah.
They weren't naked.
No, but Liam said something really interesting. When they put clothes on, like when they change to a different person,
yeah.
Are they actual clothes or are they their skin? Morphed into clothes.
Yeah, but at the end,
in the fight on the train, when you see him change, like in between the two characters, you see his normal form.
Unless
his shirtless.
Unless the suit they wear turns into.
Did you just not listen to me?
What did you say?
I said, in the scene on the train,
yeah,
the guy that's on the train when he transforms, he's not wearing a shirt when he's in his normal form. And same with the guy that Fury killed, he was naked. So if you took an item of clothing off a Skrull when they changed, is that them ripping skin off, or was it just like nothing?
It is really confusing when you think about it.
I personally think that the suit they wear. Why are you got? I'm trying because to tell you the, something.
Yeah,
you
but
idiot.
In that scene, they're not wearing the suit. Oh,
fucking hell. What, when they arrive on the beach? Yeah, they are. Because the photos got released and they're wearing their suits and it's like purple and black.
On the train, he wasn't.
It's because he was a fucking mat.
No, mid change, you see him normally, yeah? And he wasn't wearing a suit, bitch.
The only time they're naked is in the autopsy, and that's because they've taken the suit
they
off
look
of
at,
them.
Hold on, yeah. If that's Talos, yeah, did he just look at his mate's cock?
Yeah.
That's a bit weird.
No, it wasn't him that looked.
No, it was Talos. He looked as well.
It was
he looked
Nick
as well.
Fury and,
well, he has to
Talos
play along, doesn't he?
Yeah,
like,
but he just looked at his mate's knob.
Well, he has to play along, otherwise he's suspicious.
Would you look at your mate's knob
look,
play
mate,
along?
If I was a Skrull and I was trying to.
So you're saying, yeah, if Luke was dead on a table, you'd look at his cock.
Cheers.
Can I get to the point I was trying to say about the
answer
fucking
the question,
suit?
Would you look at Luke's knob?
Sure thing.
Thanks, Jake.
Would you look at Luke's knob?
Please don't make that.
That's not going to be the title. Look, I think the suit they wear is formed to change into clothes that someone's wearing. So it's like, there is an example,
the
but I can't think
squat.
Of it. No. So it's like, you know how like Tony in
I know what you mean.
He has nanobots and they change into anything.
When he does that string
right?
thing.
It's like that. The suits they wear are there primarily just to change into clothing that other people are wearing.
It doesn't explain
so their skin
they're...
turns into the person and they absorb their memories, their appearance and their clothes absorb their clothes. That's
but
what I think.
Why is one of the Skrulls wearing an Adidas tracksuit?
That was weird. I saw that. I was like, is he Russian? What's going on?
Fucking slug.
I really don't like that the Skrulls are now the good guys.
They might not be. Could
and they'll never
tricked them all along, but I doubt it.
Someone said to me that it could just be that colony and that maybe there's other ones that are evil.
Well, I think.
But again, it's like. That's a really long
character
stretch.
Character arc-wise, Talos, the way he wants to like save his family and all that, that's understandable. You can see why he'd want to team up with them.
Yeah.
But overall, Skrulls are the bad guys.
Yeah.
So use them perhaps in another film as bad guys.
I didn't like that. But to be honest, I expected it because we knew who Jude Law was playing.
Who was he playing? Did they ever say his name?
Yonrogg. They say it in pop... That's his pop vinyl name.
Yeah, I know, but they Yonrogg. Don't say it in the film.
They do.
Do they?
Like yeah, at one point, someone. Yeah, they do say it. They don't say it at all, apart from like near the end, and they say Yonrog's coming, and it's near.
Who's that?
I don't fucking remember. I really don't. But
Yonrogg.
No, I didn't.
Sounds like a Hobbit name. Like
it does, doesn't it?
Sounds like Lord of the
Rings.
Yeah.
It's just
like a dwarf's name or something.
Yeah.
Oh right, okay. This is the one thing that really fucking pisses me off.
Is it Nick Fury?
No, it's the image at the end with the plane.
Oh the Avengers! How they get the name?
Protection Initiative. Ah, Avenger. No.
That fucked Luke.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Luke got up in arms about that.
That's what left a sour taste in my mouth with this film. Sour if it hadn't taste. Have ended with that, I probably would have been a little bit better. But
there's a reason Captain America is called the First Avenger.
His fucking file is the I swear it's like the Avenger initiative.
And it's the first Avenger.
So who is the first Avenger then? Is
Captain America.
Captain America.
Also,
the first Avenger.
How many times do they
It like, says it in his film.
I don't like either of them.
How many fucking times do they look at the picture? How many times do they look at the picture of her in the plane, right, in that film, and it never gets talked about that she's called Avenger, and then at the end, suddenly, it's so clear to see.
They blur it out so it tricks you, and then you're like, wait, how did we not see that at the end? Oh, wait, it was blurred.
I didn't like it. Just fuck off. That's not where you got the fucking name from. You got it from Captain America.
I still think the worst...
Stop fucking us over.
The worst part of that film was what happened to Nick Fury's eyeball.
It's not the worst bit.
Yeah. It was for me.
It ruins the continuity, because in Winter Soldier, he's like, the last person I trusted, it cost me an eye. But you kept the cat after he ripped your eye out, so you still trust him.
He needed to get that item they've used in every goddamn film, the Tesseract.
Oh my god.
The Space Stone.
Did you say to the very end? Yeah. Like the very, very, yeah, when he throws it up.
Yeah. That was predictable. He just walks on.
We knew it was going to, we knew it was going to happen.
I called that.
It's like the third cutscene in a row now that's just been a joke.
Oh, no, they always do a jokey one.
No, not usually.
No, yeah, sometimes.
Avengers, usually it's Avengers like linked. Avengers 1 after Shawarma.
Yeah.
What was the Thor one? What was the Thor one where he's literally just at a where he's working a normal job? Was it Civil War?
Yeah, Civil War. Yeah, he's in Australia with.
Yeah.
Is it with Doctor
Strange? Oh, no, no.
Doctor
the end of,
Strange
the end of Doctor Strange is the clip from Ragnarok where he's drinking a beer.
They do loads of jokey ones. Yeah, it's like in Thor Ragnarok when the Grandmaster's like, yeah, it's a draw. It's a draw. I didn't lose.
Oh, in Ragnarok, yeah. He gets out, he's like... He's like, oh, that was a good rebellion. Let's let's get things back to normal. And he takes control of wherever it's from. What is it, Sakaar?
Yeah.
He takes control of that again.
Oh,
so even though the rebellion was to overthrow him, he takes control anyway.
I thought the rebellion was to escape the planet.
No, it was to overthrow him because everything was shit.
I don't remember that bit.
It's pretty forgettable, to be honest. He's like, he's in like a toilet, and there's like four women out of there. So he had like a weird orgy or something.
Oh,
talk about that in the film? That was really.
That was really weird. Yeah, when it fires out fireworks, and he's like,
did
it's for his orgy party.
Scene in that film?
No, what's the deleted scene?
He's got a load of balloons, and he's like, yeah, it's really weird. Look up the deleted scene.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
Look up the deleted scene. It's really weird.
I'm telling you, that is just Jeff Goldblum normally.
But yeah,
anyway, Captain Marvel. Why did Nick Fury lose his eye to a cat?
We knew it was going to happen. Everyone predicted that was going to happen as soon as they showed a cat in the trailer because it was like, why is that?
My way of doing it was better.
I liked.
What was yours?
A Skrull should have been Captain Marvel at one point and then it just attacks him.
Yeah.
And that's the person he trusted. And that's why she's not.
Yeah, that's
what
I thought. You thought it was gonna be the Skrull that was Coulson.
Yeah.
For a bit.
Yeah.
It happens like five times. Like, is he gonna lose it now? Is
And
it's so
scary.
Annoying.
No,
it's annoying because it's like, is he gonna lose it? The thing with a Flurkin, when it gets revealed the cat is a Flurkin, which is a thing that has tentacles inside it, and inside of it has pocket dimensions.
Cat's gonna kill Thanos.
No, yeah. I like the first reveal because it was like, oh, I was expecting it to be a Skrull. I wasn't expecting that. The second time when it takes out all those guys, I was like, isn't that the Groot thing from Guardians 1?
Yeah.
Where he just stabs them all and he throws them around. I was like, that's just a rip-off of that, which is a rip-off of Hulk with Loki.
Oh, yeah. No.
There's just too many... Yeah. This film was fucking... It was just the same film again. Well, this film was basically Guardians of the Galaxy.
It even had the 90s soundtrack to it.
Oh, do you know, I was watching a video earlier, and the guy was like, she disappeared in, like, 1980-something.
Yeah.
So some of the songs from the 90s she wouldn't have had a recollection of. And when she visits the Supreme Intelligence afterwards, there's the Nirvana songs playing on vinyl, which she wouldn't have known. This film was set in 1995. Guess when Nirvana's... that album came out on vinyl.
96. Oh.
So the year after the film is set. So she wouldn't have even had that on vinyl.
Wait, no.
Because it's not released.
No, it was 86 because it was 90.
That's when she disappeared.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because me and you worked out.
Did we?
What?
The film's set in 1995 and she's been on for like...
She goes 8 years. Missing
in 89. Yeah.
Oh, fine. She goes missing in 89, but it's set in 1995.
Yeah, it's still right.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh, okay.
That song doesn't come out on vinyl until 1996. So the continuity is a bit fucked.
I don't think that had anything to do with the film, though. It's not like she's walking around with the wall.
No, it didn't. It's just really...
I think they just chucked it in there because it's a 90s...
I found that really interesting. 90s. That's why I said it.
Oh, 90s. Sorry, I keep blanking out. Because it was a 90s song.
It doesn't bother me. I just found that really cool.
Luke was hoping Rage Against the Machine was going to be in it.
Yeah, I actually was.
I don't like. Yeah, she wears a Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
but they don't play. They don't play any of their music.
There's a Guns N' Roses shirt.
They don't play any of their music either.
Yeah.
They shouted out the Guns N' Roses merch and the Nine Inch Nails merch at the end credits as well for some reason.
Did you think that the music sounded like Star Wars?
No.
No.
I didn't.
No,
the only
not
music.
At all.
The only
the
music
was really Star Wars-y, which is and the reason for that is it was made by Lucas.
Lord
it was made
Rings,
by Lucasfilm.
Lord of the Ringsy to me.
No,
the only music my ears focused on was like the 80s star music.
Oh right, yeah,
they had the Avengers theme tune.
They always have.
Yeah,
that
at the end.
Now.
Yeah.
They put that in there all the time.
I've got to admit though, best thing about it was the Stan Lee bit at the start. They need to do that.
Thank
in
you
every
for reminding
film.
Me.
They need
that
to
was
do that in
honestly
every film.
The best fucking thing.
They could.
I think
they
need
something special for Spider-Man.
Was there no cameo in this?
Yeah, there was.
He was
reading Mallrats.
They need something really special in Spider-Man, on the though, bus. Considering that's
probably the
most well-known.
You mean the train,
character.
Isn't
it? Train, sorry, yeah. He's playing with a guitar again.
Sorry.
Yeah. I think. Do you know why I think they added that in? To nice. Butter everyone up, like, oh, Stanley, oh, we miss him. It and then it's just start. 2 hours of shit. It's just fucking 2 hours of shit.
I thought you were going to say because he died.
No. They were like, really? We know this film's shit. Just make sentiment. Everyone remember Stanley died.
Do you reckon, I reckon.
His last cameo is Endgame, let's be honest.
Yeah, it is. It probably is.
No, Spider-Man. Like, really? He was alive while he was filming that. If he's not in it,
they need a big
I'll be surprised. Because Spider-Man was not only his favourite character, it was one of the first characters he created.
And Steve Ditko created it.
Well, yeah, I know that.
If he's not in it, they'll probably get Steve to do it.
If they do an
Steve Ditko has died.
He's alive still.
Steve Ditko?
Yeah.
Oh, ages ago, I swear he did. I know Jack Kirby died before Stan.
If Spider-Man does two end credit scenes, the final one after the credits should be like a Stan Lee thing.
Yeah, it should be, yeah.
It shouldn't be connected to the films, it should just be him.
Oh, do you know what was also interesting? I watched the same video that was talking about Nirvana.
Oh, fuck yeah, he died in 2018.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, okay, so, fuck, what was I talking about? Oh, so in his cameo in this, he's reading Mallrats.
Yeah.
Which is a film that exists in our world, which Stan Lee appears in. Hmm. So in Marvel, Stan Lee exists as Stan Lee
hold up.
An observer, and he lives in a universe he created as a god.
Stan Lee's god.
That's so weird to me.
What if Stan Lee's just an actor in the Marvel universe?
No, but it's weird because that film exists in real life where he stars in it as Stan Lee.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to look into it.
Stan Lee is reading a script where Stan Lee appears in a movie as Stan Lee in a universe created by Stan Lee, which means that Stan Lee is a fucking god.
Hold on, Stan Lee.
So weird.
Stan Lee is reading. So Stan Lee is playing Stan Lee in every Marvel film because he's reading a script where he plays Stan Lee.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Not God, he's just Stan Lee.
No, but it's the universe he's created.
Yeah, but he's just...
It's so weird
to me. Hold on. In this universe he's created, he's just made himself God then?
Yeah.
Is what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's so weird.
I'm alright with that.
Yeah, Stan Lee does deserve God.
I reckon his final cameo should be really cool. Like,
You can't change it now, mate.
What?
It's a bit late to change his final cameo.
No, I mean,
I will hope that his last cameo is like, he's God or something. It's just some it's just some fucking weird shit. Mm. Like someone starts talking shit to him and he just like sends him to another plane of existence.
You know when you unlock Stan Lee in the Lego games?
He turns into Hulk
he's
and
Hulk,
that, yeah.
Spider-Man and Iron Man in a mix. It should just be that.
No. He's walking down the street and someone says to him, hey, move it, old man. And he goes, what did you say to me? And he just fucking sets him on fire or something.
No, he just punches him and he just disappears.
He disappears and then in the post-credit scene...
He just looks at him and he's just dead.
That's in the middle of the film, yeah? He punches someone, they disappear, then you wait to the end of the credits and it's the same guy and he's just hovering in space like, what the fuck?
There's not going to be an end credit scene for Endgame.
There will be.
There won't.
I don't know about that.
I think there will be.
I don't know. There might be one.
Okay. What did we think about the post-credit scene that links to Endgame?
What's in the blue tubes?
Battery, I think.
People are saying it's Vision, like, stuff.
Vision juice.
Yeah, Vision juice.
That's the title!
Yeah.
I came up with one.
Vision juice.
I'm
pretty sure it's just a battery.
So it's 4-1-1 now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's just a battery.
Actually, no, I'm technically winning. I've named most of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's just a battery.
I won't be part of Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the battery to.
Yeah.
For
it's
the
weird
pager.
How they're in little vials, though.
It's a special battery, yeah.
Maybe they're trying to clone the Avengers.
I think it's really weird that, she's like, this is for an emergency. Oh, it wasn't an emergency when there was a huge wormhole in the sky that was allowing millions and millions of aliens.
Or when the asteroid was hitting Earth.
Or when the city got lifted out of the sky. Yeah, that wasn't a fucking...
Say you can only use it one time, though.
It had three buttons.
Yeah,
it's a pager.
It's modified.
She was on holiday.
He didn't
want to disturb her.
Yeah. You know the thing with her mask as well? She has the mask to help her breathe in space.
At the end, she didn't have it.
I was like, what the fuck? And I was the only one that noticed that. Everyone else was like, you're just nitpicking. I was like, no. She's going to die. Yeah.
Maybe it's a water mask.
Why does she need a leather jacket as well? Why does she need that?
Oh, because she stole it for warmth.
No, it was her flight jacket. It was her flight jacket. At the end, the girl gives it to her.
Do you reckon that girl's going to become a superhero?
Apparently, in the comics, she does become a version of Captain Marvel, Phaser, and Photon.
I don't know what that means, but
Those are three different characters, I think.
Well, Phaser's a guitar effect.
Yeah. It is.
Photon's a science.
Phaser is also...
Marvel's a shit film.
No, I was going to say Phaser's a star or something. That's a quasar. I'm lying.
Quasar.
So yeah, I think this film was it's just a bit shit. There was a couple of cool bits in it. Very
I liked
few.
Agent Coulson.
He's in it very little, but I liked him. Right. The de-aging on him and Sam Jackson's pretty good.
It's very good.
The only thing that bothered me
on Agent Coulson, it was a little bit waxy.
Yeah.
And Samuel Jackson's hair was a bit like
odd. You could see the lines where he'd been CGI'd on. But
I think they should have given him his Pulp Fiction haircut.
Oh god, no.
Oh god.
Oh,
apparently, you know when Talos is sipping out of a sippy cup?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
That's a hint to Pulp Fiction when Sam Jackson does it in the opening scene.
Why didn't they just get Sam Jackson to do it then?
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
That would have made more sense, but, yeah.
His reaction to getting his eyeball permanently
is very
destroyed.
Minimum.
He's like,
he's like, oh, that hurt.
But it was just like, oh, it's just a scratch, isn't it?
No, but then you see it in Winter Soldier and it's like all messed up.
Yeah,
on
but
the
it
inside.
Probably wasn't like that straight away.
He loses his eye, it gets fucked up by a cat, and he keeps the cat.
So?
Why?
Would you keep your dog?
He probably uses
your trainers?
It as an Avenger. Come on, let's
be real. Do you reckon he's going to be.
Sure the cat's dead.
Do you reckon the cat's. No, it's an alien. It might not
I
die.
Thought that was going to chop it up to get the test.
Do you reckon that the cat is going to replace the dog in Guardians of the Galaxy? You know how there's a Russian space dog?
Oh, yeah.
Do you reckon the cat will replace that?
No, they'll have a rival. There'll be like a civil war between them two.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. The dog at the start of Guardians of the Galaxy is James Gunn's.
Is it?
Yeah, you know the hologram.
The dog.
No, the hologram where Peter Quill's on that in that plane where he meets the guy who's also in Captain Marvel.
Ronan.
No, not Ronan. You know the one with the beard.
Oh, the
cybernetic.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
You know
about
when
now.
He puts the hologram thing down and he sees the girl with the dog. Mm-hmm. That's James Gunn's dog.
Hold on.
So I don't get you. James Gunn brother is still doing the CGI for Rocket, but he's not allowed to direct the film.
Yeah.
James Gunn.
The James Gunn brother.
The one who plays
James Gunn does the CGI.
No, as no,
does
he's
the,
in,
does
he's
the,
in...
There's the morph suit. James Gunn's brother is the guy Kraglin. At the end of Guardians 2 trying to take over Yondu's
Kraglin.
Mohawk. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he also does the CGI for...
No, I swear it's James Gunn.
There's my phone. There's a picture of it.
I'd imagine it would be the digital there's... artist. In my...
No,
you know what I mean.
We are right.
The
one of the Gunn brothers
the
does
you know,
the mocap. Yeah.
You know the... Have you seen the meme where it's like...
No, I haven't.
No, I'm talking about where Drax is petting the guy in the moat.
Yeah, it's just him sitting in a suit.
Yeah, that's his brother.
Oh, okay, maybe, yeah.
Anyway. I have a gripe.
Go on.
You know, they advertised the Kree sort of SAS force that Captain Marvel's part of.
Oh, yeah.
Black Ops team.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the guy who's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
And they've advertised Ronan, who's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't connect that at all. You don't explain what happened.
Yeah,
you don't do
weird,
anything with them.
Because they just detach themselves from Kree, because that's who they're trying to kill in Guardians 1, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. The continuity of this film's a bit fucked, to be honest. Is it him?
That's his brother.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bit fucked, really, because that guy is teamed with Ronan, working for the Kree government. Then Ronan detaches himself from Kree government to kill the Kree, but we don't know why. And then that guy also follows him.
And then gets like some cybernetic enhancements.
Yeah. What happens to Yon Rogg and the rest? Are they still working with the Kree? Are they not working with the Kree?
The blue woman got blown up.
Yeah, she's dead.
The blue woman?
The sniper.
Oh, okay. Well, the others
are
still alive.
The guy with the beard died.
The others are still alive.
Didn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know. Did she kill them all?
I don't know.
She hit one of them with a table.
One of them blew up in a spaceship.
That was the woman,
yeah,
the blue woman.
Okay, but
they're forgettable characters.
Yeah, they are. They're basically mindless grunts.
Yeah.
I liked Atlas. He was the one with the two pistols.
Yeah, but even like what happened to
him? I don't even know who that was.
Remember at the start where he slid down
the
hill?
No, I don't remember any of them.
Right,
the only one I remember is the woman and the guy who works for Ronan.
There was the guy with the big beard. I remember him.
I remember him, but I don't know his name.
He reminded me of Thor's friend. Just
That fight that she has with all of them after she gets her power back is filmed really badly. It's so shaky. It's like watching a Transformers scene because they all dress the same. They're all blue and it's in a really grey
room.
It's in a really grey room and the camera's shaky as fuck. I don't know what happened.
It had to be grey because they're on a spaceship.
It didn't have to be grey. Well, what about the in the New Hope? That ship's white.
Yeah, but it's...
And you can see what's happening.
That's true. but
that one was grey as fuck and dark.
I think it was to give the atmosphere of,
I suppose,
depression,
yeah.
Because that film is depressing.
How did that work? How did Marvel escape or get the Tesseract away from a S.H.I.E.L.D. facility, even though it had been labelled as one of the most, like...
Yeah, they had that at the end of Captain America.
Yeah.
No, but she worked for them, didn't she?
No, but how did she sneak it away on a spaceship without anyone going, the Tesseract's missing, that most powerful thing we own has just disappeared, we should probably look for that.
They probably let her because she was a S.H.I.E.L.D. person. They're probably like, yeah, you can have that.
Yeah,
we don't want it.
Yeah, there's some weird things in this film.
I was about to ask some stupid questions, like, how did you get it back then?
The cat threw it up, yeah.
Why the Tesseract again? So are we saying that Captain Marvel is also powered,
she's powered by
the
Tesseract.
Stones?
Yeah.
So,
well,
who else is
Vision is powered by the Mind Stone. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, who's dead,
Mind Stone.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's the red one. It's the Aether.
Because the Collector had that.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. I was thinking because it's red. You're right. Yeah, it's the Tesseract they're powered by.
I swear it was Loki's staff, and that's the Mind Stone.
Yeah, it is, because she can control their mind.
Yeah.
So, she's also powered by the Tesseract.
No, the Tesseract and the Mind Stone.
Oh, the Scepter are different things,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. This film was fucking awful.
Ultron was powered by the red one.
No, he wasn't.
Ultron was powered by the yellow
Mind Stone again. Oh. They're all powered by the yellow one.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He was. Because
he used the Mind Stone.
They used the Mind Stone.
Ultron.
Yes, because he's basically Vision. They didn't get it fully completed, though.
They used parts of the scepter, like the powers. They talk about
it. Why do you think it was on Vision's forehead, mate? Vision and Ultron
Watch
are
the
same.
We are right. Watch the film.
No. Ultron powers Vision. I didn't think Vision was part of Ultron. Vision's not part of Ultron.
They talk about it in Infinity War. They say,
no,
you've got parts of Ultron in you.
To Vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ultron's not... Vision's not part of Ultron, though. Ultron's part of Vision. Vision's not part of Ultron.
If Vision was made by Ultron, surely he's got bits of Ultron in him.
I'm agreeing with you that Ultron is part of Vision.
Yeah.
Vision.
Yeah.
Isn't part...
No, we didn't say that.
I'm saying they're both powered by the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
Because they are.
I'm going to have to rewatch that because I'm fairly certain you're both wrong.
Nah.
You're wrong.
We're wrong. I'll look it up right now.
Yes, Luke.
Wrong. Go for it.
Fact checks.
I am right.
That end scene was a bit fucking bland, wasn't it?
What? Where's Fury?
Yeah.
It was pretty shit, yeah.
How did she even get on the ship? Or how did she even get there?
She's space girl.
Where did she enter from? She didn't smash through a scene,
front
did
door.
She?
The front door.
But Ant-Man can't get through it. Why can't she?
Ant-Man got through.
No, he didn't. He was like, is this thing open? Is anyone there?
And then when he was fighting the thing, he just snuck in there.
I'm talking about... Fuck it. In Endgame. There's the clip and he's like, is anyone there?
Ultron used the Mind Stone to empower a perfect organic metal body for himself, which is Vision.
Yeah.
But Tony and Banner used it to create the AI of Ultron.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch that film. I like that film. What are we going to watch next week? Because next week is the 10th episode.
Oh, that's the crappy film review episode.
What's the comment? No, it doesn't have to be crappy.
Yeah, but it's funny.
I don't know who
bad.
This is.
Who the fuck is that?
This is the awkward silence.
This
section.
Is a bit that's getting cut because we don't. Anyway.
Because Liam's.
Yeah, what doesn't have to be shitty. It could be good. It could be a good film. What film do we want to watch next week?
Not a DC film because we already done.
Okay.
That.
What film?
Not a Marvel film because we talk about Marvel too much.
All right.
Wait, well, we're going to see a film next.
No, we're not going. No, we're doing it. It's commentary week.
Lego movie.
Yeah, the first one.
No. Oh, we saw the Lego movie.
Kung
by the way.
Fu Panda.
We saw Lego
four
movie.
One,
it was a.
Is it three?
No,
three.
Three? Yeah.
How do I know unless
you count the short films.
Oh, the Christmas ones and all.
Yeah, there was that one.
I think we should.
Was there
watch...
a Christmas one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably. I think we should watch.
We'll let the community decide.
Wait, what comes out soon?
The Japanese Batman one.
No, we're
not doing DC.
We can watch the original Dumbo. Dumbo comes out soon.
No, I'm not watching that.
No.
We saw Lego Movie last weekend.
We can watch all three Toy Stories.
It's more enjoyable than Captain Marvel.
It is more enjoyable.
It's a little bit. That's what we can watch.
Oh, we can watch not Toy Story.
We could watch. No, we all should watch three. That when it's closer to.
Yeah.
When does
4 come out next year?
No, it comes out in July.
I don't know.
It's this summer.
Oh, mad.
Yeah, we'll watch. Same with
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I can't get that on anything.
wanted. We'll decide next week.
We'll decide next week and we'll let you know. Yeah, Lego Movie was good. It was actually funny. It wasn't a very good film.
It wasn't as good as the first one.
Nah,
definitely
but
not.
It is funny.
Even the first one was
I like it takes the voice actor of the weird heart thing. What's her name?
I don't know her.
Oh,
I want to be. I can be anything or whatever her fucking name was in the film.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, the Queen wanted to marry Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queen whatever Nabi. Or...
Why did we watch that?
We got bored. And I was being...
It takes a lot of hits at pop music, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it does,
oh, it's corporate,
yeah.
It's done to brainwash you.
You must love it.
And there's a lot of it that references kids with depression.
Hello.
There is so much. There's a fucking cake in it, or chocolate bar that says, life is meaningless.
Or the banana.
And then the song at the end is like, everything's not awesome, I'm so depressed.
Yeah, they're in the box. It's like, everything's not awesome.
It was like a B-Tech version of the melting thing in Toy Story 3.
Yeah,
it was really dark. It was like, oh, fucking hell. This is
the banana was the best thing about it.
Banana was good.
Oh, it's funny, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, the Lego Movie is probably, to be fair, we're 3 17-year-old kids. We went on our own just because we wanted to, and we sat there and we were like, this is weird. There was probably kids loving it. There was probably kids going, yeah, the banana, yeah, fucking retard, Batman. But we just sat there. Going. We just sat there going. This is.
I think I laughed more than you two because
I didn't. You're childish. I didn't like either of the films.
Childish.
Look, I don't like the
Lego Movie
films.
1 is still good, but this one was not very good.
Leave Lego to the.
Better
Lego.
Than Captain Marvel though.
Yeah. So
because the protagonist was interesting.
And we're also. I don't want to. Okay, we're not gonna. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about the. We're gonna talk about.
We're actually gonna talk about that.
He's been in the news.
We're film reviews. We're not.
No, yeah, documentary is a film.
No, we're
not.
It
was a film, and we do TV as well.
Oh, do we?
And games.
Do we?
I don't want to
Jesus
talk
about Christ, it. We're slacking.
Everyone's already spoken about this. We don't need
Look.
To.
Okay, what we'll talk about is, do you think it's fake?
No, it's clear he was a pedo from the start.
Thank you for the clarification. What about you?
Big fucking nonce.
They done it in South Park, didn't they?
Yeah. Ignorant. We made some really dark jokes about it earlier. Ignorant. We're not going to discuss that on the podcast. We will get fucking arrested.
Yeah, maybe get rid of that bit that you just said as well.
Hey, Jimmy, come over here. I got a surprise.
No.
I think we've had a pretty good episode the whole way through, apart from the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, please get rid of all of
Which
that.
Has been the funniest segment I think
Why
we've ever done.
We'll do it. I'll make up some questions about Captain Marvel. You guys have got... What's your buzzer noises?
Oh, I ain't doing buzzering again.
Do it.
No.
It's your buzzer.
No.
No, it's just buzzer.
No.
I think it's just that a lot. I'll be... trying to think something that's family-friendly, PG.
Trying to figure something that's family-friendly, PG. Clean is his buzzer.
Oh, no, that's too long!
No, I'm joking.
Jake Paul.
I thought you were going to go,
Jake Paul.
I'm fucking broken. I can't think. Oh, okay.
Jake Paul's my question. My question.
Your buzzer. The question is. I forgot. Oh, fuck this. I'm cutting everything.
Hold on. Pause it. Bye.
We took a cut. Yeah. We won't go into it.
We'll talk to you all next week.
We're going to watch a film next week. Woo!
Film.
What film?
Spaceman.
What comes out soon?
Iron Man. Let's watch Iron Man.
Are we really doing more Marvel? I think we're killing our viewers.
I think...
What viewers?
Yeah, what viewers?
Fair
man.
Point.
Have we got 2 plays last week?
Oh!
No, I'm joking. I don't really care. It's all good. I'm enjoying doing this. This is fun, guys. We're nearly at 10 episodes. 10 episodes next week. How cool is that?
Very cool.
10 weeks.
We could watch an episode of something.
What, an episode of a TV show?
Yeah.
We could. We could do a... No idea. No idea. Yeah, next week, if we watch a film or a TV show, it will probably... Unless it's... If it's a TV show, it's different. If it's a film, it'll probably be done in 2 parts.
Yeah.
They might not be released week after week. They might just be released on the same day or like a couple days apart. So we still do an episode the next week after. Or I might just release it 2 weeks, so we take a week break. Who knows? But yeah, we'll do a commentary. It'll be a 2-parter. The next commentary after that might be a little bit sooner, though, because I think we should watch the either the first Avengers film or Age of Ultron before we see Endgame. Or Infinity War.
I think this is very atmospheric right now.
What, quiet?
Yeah.
Liam's not saying anything. Is he dead?
Oh, he said Michael Jackson. I was going to say sounds like Goofy.
Sounds like nonce Goofy. So yeah, we'll watch a film next week. Woo! We don't know where it will be. But yeah, can't wait. It's going to be good.
Cool.
This is where
Captain
we're ending.
Captain Marvel weren't great, was it?
No, not really.
Bye!
Thanks, Liam. Bye, guys.
See ya!
Anything?
Yeah, see you later.